I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The race for governor could be decided today as voters choose between Democrat Stacey Abrams, Republican Brian Kemp, and Libertarian Ted Metz. Abrams would become the first black woman in U.S. history to be elected governor. Kemp is trying to maintain Republican control of the state's highest office, which his party has held for two decades. And with Metz also in the mix, there's a possibility of a December runoff. Georgia law requires a candidate to receive 50% of the vote plus one, a majority, to win an office outright. If none of the candidates receive a majority of the votes today, a runoff election will take place on December 4th. Georgia voters are turning out to decide several other key elections as well. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Open seats for Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and Insurance Commissioner will all be contested today. Republican incumbents will also face Democratic challengers for Agriculture Commissioner, Attorney General, and State School Superintendent. Republicans have successfully shut out Democrats from holding any statewide office in Georgia since 2010. Several of Georgia's 14 U.S. House seats could also change hands today. Two seats that won't be changing are those of incumbent U.S. Representatives Democrat John Lewis and Republican Austin Scott, who are both running unopposed. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
On this election day, ride-sharing services are offering discounts to help voters get to the poll. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
Uber is giving customers a $10 coupon if they use the app's Find My Polling Place feature, but they need to choose the cheapest option. And Lyft is giving voters 50% off. Audrey Haynes teaches political science at the University of Georgia. She says benefiting from the discounts comes down to access.
If it's easy for someone, yes, they might do it. If they're aware of it, then they might do it. But there are a lot of factors that come into play.
Haynes says the people who may need the cheaper rides might not have the technology to request them. For those looking to use electric scooters to go vote, Lime is offering free round-trip rides to the polls. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Macon-Bibb County is receiving $1.9 million from the federal government to help support and draw new local manufacturing companies. The Economic Development Administration grant will pay for infrastructure, including road improvements and new rail lines into the Softkey Industrial Park. The Macon Industrial Authority estimates the grant will help create over 200 jobs and bring in an additional $400 million in private investments. Atlanta City Council has approved a deal that will allow a private group to develop an area around Mercedes-Benz Stadium known as the Gulch. As GPB's Ross Terrell tells us, nearly $1.9 billion of public funds will be used to fund the project.
After more than 5 hours of public comment and hours of discussion, the City Council adopted four pieces of legislation to build out the Gulch. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom spoke to the council after the vote and says she believes this deal will be a model for other cities.
We have done what Atlanta does best. We have found a way to make sure that business and our communities are working hand in hand to make Atlanta better for the people of this city.
For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Hawks will be in Charlotte tonight to play the Hornets. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The team will be back in Atlanta on Wednesday to play the New York Knicks. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.